Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera Podcast.
Turkey's two presidential candidates are making their final pitch ahead of Sunday's runoff. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is hoping to hold on to power. He has visited the grave of a former prime minister. He faces opposition leader Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, who says he will deport millions of refugees. And I think we can show you live pictures right now of an opposition rally currently taking place in Istanbul on the last day of campaigning, less than 24 hours before polls open. Sources in Sudan's foreign ministry say the UN envoy will not be allowed back into the country. The leader of the army wants Volker Perthes to be replaced, accusing him of bias. The UN Secretary General expressed shock and said he has confidence in Perthes. Hibba Morgan has more from Omdurman.
The head of the army and de facto president of Sudan, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, said that the UN special representative to Sudan, Volker Perthes, helped widen the division between political parties here in the country and that he was biased towards certain groups while excluding others in the political process that was supposed to lead to the formation of a civilian government. Now, the head of the army also said that had the commander of the Rapid Support Forces, General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, did not get encouragement from certain bodies, including the special representative of the United Nations.
The U.S. has condemned the actions of Kosovo's government, accusing it of escalating tensions in the north. It has criticized the use of force against protesters who were rallying against the election of ethnic Albanian mayors in majority ethnic Serb areas. The EU has called for an immediate de-escalation. Russia says Ukraine has targeted an oil pipeline on its western border. The governor of Pskov says drones were used 10 kilometers from the border with Belarus. The pipeline is not reported to have been damaged, but one building was destroyed. U.S. President Joe Biden says a deal to resolve the government's debt crisis seems close. The White House and Republican Party negotiators said they've made progress in talks to raise the debt limit for a further 2 years. The Treasury Department has warned the government could run out of money to pay its bills if Congress doesn't act by June 5th.
This week on The Take, will Spanish football finally tackle its racism problem? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.